Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Patrick Diner, and we are starting the one and only Soundtrack, the show where you know more about cool movies and their soundtracks and practice, why not, a little bit of your English. And before I go on, I'd like to give some feedback to a listener who asked me to talk a little bit slower so she could understand me better. Thanks for the input, and I'll keep that in mind for sure. The more people can understand me, the better, for sure. And of course, the more people can listen to me, the better too. So you can listen to all Radio Uninter's radio shows, including Soundtrack, at uninter.com/radioweb or Radio Web every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and Friday, there's a rerun at 5 p.m. And you can always collaborate with our show via direct message on our Facebook page, that is /Radio Uninter or Radio Uninter. There you can send suggestions, ideas, or just stop by and say hello, hi. The movie we are talking about today is called Yesterday, and it had its world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival on 4 May 2019 and was released in the United Kingdom and the United States on 28 June 2019 by Universal Pictures. The film grossed $150 million worldwide against a production budget of $26 million. Not bad for a first week, huh? And received the movie received mixed reviews from critics. The filmmakers paid $10 million for the rights to use the Beatles' music. And as usual, I like to give you a very short plot summary of the movie we are talking today, that once again, if you missed it, it's called Yesterday. So Yesterday is a story about a young Jack Malik, portrayed by Himesh Patel, is a struggling singer-songwriter from Lowestoft. His manager and childhood friend, Ellie Appleton, encourages him not to give up on his dreams. After Jack is hit by a bus during a global blackout, he sings Yesterday for his friends and discovers they have never heard of the Beatles. After realizing the world no longer remembered the band, Jack begins performing their songs, passing them off as his own, which launches him to stardom. About the album, from UnderTheRadarMag.com, that it states, in the first half of the album, from the soundtrack of Yesterday, these straight-up covers soon become woefully inadequate, considering what masterpieces the originals are. The second half fares better. On I Wanna Hold Your Hand, Patel's vocals are allowed to stretch and soar, aided by the backing vocals and giving more color with the introduction of a female voice by Lily James, playing his manager, love interest, in this somewhat reimagined duet. Equally enjoyable are Help, updated with an edgier punk vibe, the lively Back in the USSR, and the heartfelt All You Need Is Love, buoyed by an audience sing-along and brass band. Yesterday could have benefited from a couple of deeper cuts to allow that sense of discovery. On Hey Jude, Patel's voice proves too thin to fully inhabit its song. I totally agree with that. Yesterday is a melancholic ballad about the breakup of a relationship. The song first appeared on August 1969's Help, the Beatles' fifth UK album and the soundtrack album to the film we are talking about today. Yesterday featured just Paul McCartney on acoustic guitar and vocals, together with a string quartet. According to Guinness World Records, it was performed 7 million times and got more than 2,200 covers versions during the 20th century. So stick with me now because we are listening to the theme song of the movie Yesterday, that is, of course, called Yesterday by Himesh Patel, not the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Okay, and we are back. One thing I want to make clear is that these versions we are playing today on the show, they are all from the movie, from sang by Himesh Patel, who is the actor. I'm not playing the original ones from the Beatles because it's a soundtrack from the movie Yesterday. Of course, I think that is not fair to compare Himesh Patel to the Beatles. Of course, the Beatles' versions will be way superior. So I think there is no way we can compare or make any judgment based on that. And moreover, Himesh Patel is an actor. He might be a singer, but that's not his main concern or main profession. And I think he does a great job in the movie. But if you ask me, I will always prefer the original versions of these songs. And just as a fact from the movie, there was no use of auto-tune or audio studio trickery. Patel sang and played everything live. The next song on the show, it's Let It Be. It was first associated to a religious song, since the first line goes, "When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be." John Lennon hated this song because it was apparently Christian overtones. He made the comment before recording it. And he said, "And now we'd like to do Hark the Angels Come." Ironically, probably. Paul McCartney wrote the song and said it was inspired by his mother, Mary, who died when he was 14, making it clear it was no religious song. According to McCartney himself, this is a very positive song, owing to its inspiration. One night, when he was paranoid and anxious, he had a dream where he saw his mother, who had been dead for years for about 10 years or so. She came to him in his time of trouble, speaking words of wisdom that brought him much peace when he needed it. It was this sweet dream that got him to begin writing this song. So you stay with me and listen to the soothing Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance to.
Hulk is nervous. to listen to soundtrack.
And we have just listened to the Beatles song called Let It Be, but sung by Himesh Patel. And the Beatles played All You Need Is Love for the first time on Our World Project, the first worldwide TV special, broadcast in 24 countries on June 25th, 1967. The show was 6 hours long and featured music from 6 continents, with the Beatles representing Britain. The Beatles were supposedly recording this live during the show, but they used a pre-recorded backing track, and John Lennon's vocal was redone a few hours later. The concept of the song was born out of a request to bring a song that was going to be understood by people of all nations. The writing began in late May of 1967, with John and Paul working on separate songs. It was decided that John's All You Need Is Love was the better choice because of its easy-to-understand message of love and peace. The song was easy to play, the words easy to remember, and it encompassed the feeling of the world's youth during that period. All You Need Is Love was a popular saying in the 60s anti-war movement. The song was released in the middle of the Summer of Love in 1967. It was a big part of the vibe. John Lennon wrote this as a continuation of the idea he was trying to express in his 1965 song, The Word. John was fascinated by how slogans affect the masses and was trying to capture the same essence as songs like We Shall Overcome. He once stated, "I like slogans. I like advertising. I love the telly." In a 1971 interview about his song Power to the People, he was asked if that song was propaganda. He said, "Sure, so was All You Need Is Love. I am a revolutionary artist. My art is dedicated to change." Now stick with me and we'll listen to All You Need Is Love, that is a 60s, and why not, a present-day so-needed anthem.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. All you need is love.
Come on!
All you need is love.
Yeah!
All
Tá, 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 fala. Tu, Banana, Big Boss, Soundtrack.
And we have just listened to All You Need Is Love, and it's the kind of song you can't just listen and not be touched by it, right? That's my humble opinion, of course. And in the movie, Jack Malik, the main character, gets recognition and help from another well-known songwriter, Ed Sheeran, who plays himself. He must accept that there is an even more ingenious young man on earth who clearly has the gift of producing hits as if to the manner born. The director of Yesterday, Danny Boyle, has a number of big films tied to his name. He became a co-director with Trainspotting in 1996. Trainspotting was a film that explores music and late 90s generation, with a great soundtrack. I must say, I highly recommend it. And his 2008 Slumdog Millionaire that won 8 Oscars. The film is being accused, the film Yesterday, not Slumdog Millionaire, the film Yesterday is being accused of plagiarism to several other works dealing with a similar premise or theme. One being the French graphic novel called Yesterday, just as the movie, by David Blott and Jeremy Royer from 2001. In July 2019, Boyle said he was not aware of any earlier works that had a similar premise when he read the script, but only recently became aware of a French film and British sitcom with a similar premise. Other similarities can be found in the 2011 manga I Am a Beatle, the 1990s British sitcom Goodnight, Sweetheart, and the French film Jean-Philippe, from 2006. Paul McCartney wrote Hey Jude, that is the last song of the show, entitled as Hey Jules, a song meant to comfort Elton John's 5-year-old son Julian as his parents were getting a divorce. They changed to Jude later. When the Beatles' music was made available for download for the first time on iTunes November 16, 2010, Hey Jude was the most downloaded Beatles song to that day. With hundreds of crowd favorites to choose from in his catalog, Paul McCartney mixes up his set list when he plays live, but this is always seems to stick. I'll switch up the songs, but I've got to do Hey Jude because it is such fun and it's great handing that over to the audience, he told the magazine GQ. The greatest thing is if you feel this sense of community, and in these times that when it's a little dark and people are separated by politics and stuff, it's so fantastic to see them all come together singing the end of Hey Jude, and I am very happy about that. So I keep that in the show, said Paul McCartney. So we are going to the end part of our show. You stick with me because you listen to later to Hey Jude. And I want to invite you to listen to our show every Tuesdays now in a new time at 6:30 p.m. And there's a rerun every Fridays at 5 o'clock p.m. Okay? That will be available on uninter.com/radioweb. And you can talk to us, send us suggestions, comments, and so forth at our Facebook page. Just look for /Rádio Uninter or Radio Uninter. I want to invite you to listen to our previous shows in our podcast that will be available on the radio website, but now it's available already on my Mixcloud. You go to mixcloud.com, you can look for Patrick Soundtrack, and you see and listen to all the shows we have already presented here on the radio. Before going, I want to thank my crew that is composed today by Barbara and Evandro, and I want to say thank you, listener, for being with me this entire show and for the next ones as well. So, Patrick is saying goodbye, so long, farewell, and auf Wiedersehen. And we stick now with Hey Jude.
Hey Jude,
into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude.